Americana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Good morning. How are you today and how was your night? Hope you slept well and hope you had an amazing night. Yeah, happy Sunday once again. Happy Sunday. It feels like we've been here for a while, whereas we're just here last week. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed Valentine. And for those that are not married, I hope you remembered God's love for your life for that day. Because yeah, that was a day of reflection. I think we did reflection last week where we reflected on how our month has been, and yeah, so I guess we're all refreshed. I guess we've seen where we made mistake and where we will correct them. So welcome once again. This is Sunday Strings with Kola Day on Radio Africana, where we talk about God and everything God. And as I talking about God, we build a community of love and a community of you know what, I will hold my talk about that, but yeah, we're building community. And it's so glad anytime I come here every single day to like talk with you guys, even though I can't hear you guys, but yeah, I know you're definitely listening to what I'm saying. So yeah, and as usual, as the norm, we will start today's by playing a song of Thanksgiving and thanking God for everything he has helped us, because like the year is going, like I think today is the last Sunday in the month of February, if I'm not mistaken. I think so, probably I'm wrong, but yeah, like it's just so weird. We just said Happy New Year a few days ago. We are in February, going to March, but you know what, in all things we give thanks, because our lives has not remained the same. Where we are at the beginning of this year is not where we are now, and we know that we are definitely getting to a better place. So yeah, we'll start our today's show with Thanksgiving by Ada, and and I hope you enjoy it as much as I will as well, and then we'll come back to talk once again. Enjoy.
You are
Yes, 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 yes. We are saying thank you, Jesus. We're saying thank you. Thank you for how far you've helped us. Thank you for how far you've loved us. That God is just an amazing God. He has showed up in so many ways, and I'm pretty sure you could testify to that. I know sometimes we tend to like complain a lot that we forget about what he has done actually, or sometimes we tend to like belittle what he has done until it happens to someone really close to him and be like, wait, I actually went through this and I don't know the gravity of what I took for granted. And this is us just saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for always showing up. Thank you for loving me like no one can. Thank you for showing up. Because sometimes, trust me, we don't deserve these things. We don't. Is it like, especially myself? Is it in terms of the way we talk? Is it in terms of our sins? Like, even the Bible says that our righteousness is like a filthy rag. So, like, let alone, but he still chooses to show us mercy. He said in his words that we have mercy on whom we have mercy, and we have compassion on whom we have compassion on. And for us to be living on a daily, that shows that he really loves us, and he really, like, shows mercy on a daily basis. And I know I'm quoting a lot of scripture. Like, the scripture also came to mind that says that morning by morning, new, was it a scripture or a song? I think it's more of an hymn, but I think it's somewhere in the Bible. I can't just remember where. But anyways, it was talking about morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, you have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Yeah, that's an hymn. Great is thy faithfulness. And like, just think about it on a daily. And for us that are ingrate, I'm also talking about myself. God, we are sorry for this. We're complaining, whereas we should say thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for always showing up. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for filling us up. We've never had any reason to beg. We've never had any reason to do things, yet we still complain. Probably like the money we have is not enough for what we budget for. And then we're like, God, why? Why do I have to go through this? I work, I do that. But yeah, he's still showing up. Even that little money you think you just have, he provided it. And for him to provide this, definitely will provide more. This song also came to mind by Naomi Rain that says, comes to mind, sorry, by Naomi Rain that says, if he dresses the lily with beauty and flenture, how much more? How much more we humans? If he could care for animals, if he could care for trees, how much more? He said he created us in his own likeness, created them male and female. He created us in his own likeness. He did not create the animals in his own likeness. He didn't create the tree in his own likeness. He created we humans in his own likeness. So definitely he loves us, he cherishes us. But the question is, how are we paying him back? How are we paying him back? Are we paying with complaint? Are we paying with like, God, you could do better, you know? Are we paying with that? Or are we just grumbling every single time? And this is me playing another song of Thanksgiving and his amazing God. Oh yeah, that reminds me of that Messaging World songs that he always come through for us. Amazing God, but I'm not playing that. Yeah. So I'll be playing Amazing God by Dunsi Oyekan, and I hope you reminisce about what God has done for you. And I hope like it comes to a remembrance. You've been able to eat, you've been able to drink, you've been able to do things on your own, you've been able to do stuff. Even though you're supported, you've been able to find someone to support you. That's still God helping, that's still God showing up. So yeah, we'll be playing this song by Dunsi Oyekan, Amazing God, and I hope you enjoy it.
Sunshine, that's a amazing. And you make me in your likeness super amazing. Down as rain, and your evident presence all over, knowing us doing. Your eyes are full of love, Jesus, and it's overwhelming, pouring down.
You speak from heaven, you call it thunder, you are amazing. You smile from heaven, we call it rainbow, you are amazing. Like, have you ever considered no one has seen the end of the cloud? Like, there's nowhere you go to that there is no cloud. And even those that they said they travel to other like there's nowhere you will go to, there is no cloud. Have you ever imagined, how is that possible? How did I ever come to be? Like the favorite part of that song is, your eyes are full of love and it's overwhelming, pouring down as rain, and your evident presence all over, blowing as the wind. Your eyes are full of love and it's overwhelming, pouring down as rain, and you, evident presence all over, blowing as the wind. His presence could be felt, his presence can be seen at every given time, even just alone looking at a cloud. That's God. Like, it actually, I don't know what to say right now, that's how bewildered I am. But this is just me once again saying about how good the Lord is. And most times when the devil tries us, or most times when the devil allows us to see what we are going through, then we tend to like judge, then we tend to like say that, God, where's your face, da 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 da. Like, this is a reminder that God really cares, and trust me, he loves us. He loves us so much, more than we could ask or think. And yeah, so we talked about something last week Sunday in church, and this is me like derailing from Thanksgiving, but we'll still be playing one more song about Thanksgiving. Actually, yeah, I'll call it Thanksgiving. It's Onisha Iyanu by Nathaniel Bassey, the God who does wonders, if I'm correct. Yeah, the God who does wonders. So yeah, sorry. So yeah, we'll be talking about something we talked about in church on Sunday. And so we talked about compromise. And the question I have ringing in my mind as I'm speaking to you guys is that, what is it you're compromising for? And yeah, I know compromise could mean different things for different contexts. And this is aside what we talk about. This is me just checking the dictionary of what compromise is all about. And compromise is about two particular people coming with different beliefs, coming together and having a middle ground, basically having a middle ground. So regardless of your belief and the other person's belief, you guys come together to have a middle ground. Then the question is, what is it that looks like compromise for you at the moment? And sometimes you don't really have to compromise if the middle ground doesn't meet up to God's standard, and if the middle ground doesn't meet up to the worth of yourself. So yeah, what is it? What's that compromise? What does compromise look like for you at this moment? And this is me just telling you that you're not alone. We all go through, at one point, at one stage in life, compromises. But it's about us either bending, and for you to bend to a compromise, that means it meets up to God's standard. That means it's something you could do that God will be happy with. But if it's something God is not going to be happy with, please, I beg you in the name of God, please don't compromise. Please just follow God. Yeah, it might not be easy. Like, imagine you being set apart, because as Christians, we're meant to be set apart. Maybe you're not doing regular things that other people do. That doesn't make you strange. That doesn't make you different. Jesus, me just telling you that you're not alone. Just find yourself among people that have like-minded, people that also people that are Christians like you, and they will be able to like help you out. Trust me, you're not alone. And this is me just a word of encouragement for someone out there, that you're not alone, and whatever it is you're going through is definitely fine. And there is God who loves to listen. There is God who loves to hear what is it you're going through. So yeah, we'll be playing the other song, Onisha Iyanu by Nathaniel Bassey, and I hope you enjoy the song. Look out for the hear the lyrics, listen to it, and trust me, it's going to bless your life mightily. Enjoy.
Tasting of your power. Oh.
Yes, yes, I've tasted of your wonders, Onisha, and the God that does wonders. And this is us saying thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for how far you've helped us. Thank you for what you're doing. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working in our lives. We never stop working. Once again, this is Sunday Strings with Kola Day on Radio Africana, where we'll talk about God and everything God. And yeah, as much as we're reflecting on Jesus loves us, God loves us, the Spirit loves us, as much as we talk about God's love, as much as we talk about acknowledgement, there's something bigger that we need to talk about. And that is, you need to be part of the family. You can't just tell, yeah, I love God, when you don't accept Him as your Lord and personal Savior. You can say you love God when you're doing things against God's will. And trust me, even us Christians, we are not perfect either. We are walking towards that perfection. But what we know is because we've surrendered our life to Him. We've dedicated our life. We've given our lives as a mandate to Him. And yeah, this is me just telling you that Jesus loves you. He cares about you. He wants to be part of the journey every step of the way, but you need to allow Him. You need to let Him do it. Yeah, as much as He has the power, He could choose to do whatever, but He gave us that option of choice. He gave us that option to choose Him or not. But this is me admonishing and telling us that please, you need to accept Jesus into your life. You need to let Him be the anchor of your life, anchor of your soul. Let him be the man that you could always speak with when there is no one to talk to. Let Him be the advocate that will always fight for you when you can't talk, when you feel like I'm scared of talking. All you just have to do is report to the Father and He would definitely show up. And yeah, this prayer comes to mind and we could just say it together. Trust me, it doesn't cost us anything. If there's one thing, salvation is free. Giving our life to Christ is free. We don't have to pay. We don't have to. Or as much as we've acknowledged Him in our lives, as much as we believe in His death and resurrection, trust me, that's all. I know you just have to say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I confess all my sins to you. I know I'm a sinner. I know I've done things that are against your will. I know I've done things that I'm not even proud of, let alone you yourself. And this is me saying I'm sorry. This is me saying I surrender my whole, I surrender my totality to you. And I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. From today, I trust you with my decisions. I trust you with my plans. I trust you with my future. Even though it doesn't make sense, I believe because you said in your word, the thought you have for me is thought of good and not of evil to give an expected end. And this is me surrendering my heart, surrendering everything at your feet. And I'm ready to do what you ask me to do. And that's all you just have to say. And welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The next thing you just have to do is find a believing church. And yeah, just go there. And trust me, it's that easy. You don't have to stress it. You could just do it at the comfort of your home, or probably actually driving to church or wherever you are. Just say those words. And yeah, He's keen, He's listening, and He's ready. And regarding salvation, the best song that came to mind was Someone's Knocking at the Door. And the song is by Nathaniel Bassey again. And I was listening to this song, was it last week? And I was like, it's been a while I've heard this song. This song is one of those songs that bring you to that remembrance of what was your step at the moment with Christ. What is it with you and with Christ? Imagine rapture take place, or imagine you die, God forbid. Where do you think you'll find yourself? And yeah, we'll play this song and let's reflect on the song and let it bless you, and also let it reconnect you, recondition your mind back to Christ. Enjoy and be blessed.
Someone's knocking at the door. someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? He's been knocking very long. He's been knocking for so long. Can you hear him knocking? He's at the door. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's at the door. Someone's calling out your name. Calling time and time again. Can you hear him calling? Can you hear him calling? He's been calling very long. He's been calling for so long. Can you hear him calling? He's at the door. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's at the door. Don't let him walk away. He's so patient, but don't take a chance. All you need to do is open the door. Let him take his rightful place, so he can change your world.
Of your heart. I hope you're blessed with that song, and that's like a remembrance that open the door of your heart, is willing to listen, is willing to be there for you at every point in time. So yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And it doesn't matter what we are going through, let this be like a remembrance that he's right there. He's enough for me. He is enough for me, and he cares about me. He's enough for me. And yeah, I know we'll play a lot of songs today, and as time goes on, we'll be having guests on our show where we'll be having like good conversations, and but pending the time, we'll be listening to a lot of songs, and I'll be talking in between. And this is Sunday Strings with Caller Day on Radio Africana. So yeah, the next song we'll be playing today is I don't want to call it a new song, but at the same time it's still new, because I feel like it came out a few weeks probably last week if I'm not mistaken. But the title of the song is Enough For Me by Sinach featuring Sumisola Agbebi, and I hope you enjoy the song as well.
Treasures of this world can't satisfy me. My heart is yours,
Yes, guys, I hope you've enjoyed these songs we've played so far, and I hope you really, really love those songs. And like I've been saying earlier, let this be a remembrance of what God has done in your life and what He's going to do. Definitely, trust me, He's definitely doing something. Yeah, it might not make sense at the moment, but He is doing something. And this is me signing out on Radio Africana, Sunday Strings We Call A Day, and I'll be leaving you guys with a song that I love so much, and it's titled Amen by Dunso Yekon featuring Pastor E. Adeboye. And let this be our song for the week. Let it be a song of remembrance for the week. When we're going through difficulty, or when someone is trying to try us, you just say that, you know what, I've heard this song, and this is me being positive about wherever it is that I'm going to face this particular week. So yeah, do have a lovely week, do have a great week, and I hope you are blessed. And for those going to church as well, I hope you have a good service in church and it blesses your life. So this is me signing out and saying goodbye, and have a great week ahead. Bye.
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Can you lift your hands and bless Him? To everyone He has spoken over your life, we agree with heaven tonight. We bring the seal of protection to Him. Amen is the seal of heaven. To the one who opens his arms and satisfies every living thing. Hallelujah to the one who opens his arms and satisfies every living thing.